And I would ask you, Sam, if you could maybe just speak to a listener who maybe has a neighbor or a coworker who is maybe not was maybe not born here in this country, or from a family that is from another country, and maybe English is not his or her native language. What might be some biblical ways that that listener can reach out to the person that is in their life there, and hopefully even have opportunities not just to welcome them and to make them feel comfortable around them, but to have opportunities to present the gospel to that person?
Isaac, that's a great question. I have always said this: the gospel travels best down the road of a relationship. And so rather than trying to figure out what little trick works or what little thing works, I think it's got to start with a genuine heart that wants to have a meaningful relationship with people who are not exactly thinking or from the same culture that you're in, that you value those people and you want to have a relationship with them because they are image bearers and they are people for whom Christ died. And if they're believers, they're part of the body of Christ. And so these relationships are super important. And I would say that part of relationship is respect, that I'm not just coming to do something for this person who's a minority. I realize the term minority has value in certain contexts, but it, there's a little piece of it for me that is hard because it sort of puts another person on a different footing than you, and relationships are designed to exhibit mutual respect and reciprocity. So one of the things that I would suggest to anybody who is trying to reach someone who's not a part of your culture, as you set into that relation, what are the beautiful things about that culture that person brings to the relationship? For example, as Americans, we tend to celebrate July 4th, but for a Hispanic coming into this country, July 4th doesn't have nearly the meaning that it has for us. But there is a day in their culture like that. It's the 5th of May. They call it Cinco de Mayo. So what about reaching out to that Hispanic person and saying, can we get together on this important day in your life? And I would love to hear about this day. I would love to hear what it means to you and to your family. And while we would invite them to a picnic on July 4th, what about getting with them for a meal on their important day? Or if you have a neighbor that's black, what about Martin Luther King Jr. Day? What is so significant about that day in your life? Help me to see that and to celebrate that with you. So there are important days. Christmas, for example, for us as Christians is super significant. But if you have a Hispanic neighbor, January 6th, what they call Three Kings Day, is another great opportunity. So these important days that different cultures celebrate because of things that are important to them become incredible opportunities to build relationships that are based on respect. And in the process of that, you get to share what you have in common, the gospel.